Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Short Box Podcast.
Season 9.
Yo,
yo, check this shit out.
About to drop that comic book talk show that brings you the best.
Hey, the Short Box, great again.
The Short Box Podcast is recorded live from Jacksonville, Florida.
You short. Oh, maybe I'm loud though. Maybe a little. Maybe my headphones are just a little too high up right now. You Short Box patrons nation. Maybe I don't know. We'll see if we make this one a regular, but it's definitely gonna be at least a Patreon bonus episode. So big shout outs to the patrons that are hearing my voice, that are listening to this right now. It's your boy Botter coming to you live from Hoboken.
Hoboken. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Like, yeah, I just want to draw. I want to draw a bunch of Ryos and Kens.
Coming to you live from Hoboken. Look, patrons. I just told Drew I want this. This is gonna be a Raw episode, right? I got the
funny,
portable.
We're watching Eddie Murphy Raw right now.
Oh wow. All right. So I told Drew I wanted to do minimal editing on this so I can get this up as quickly as possible.
So I'm not allowed to talk. I just answer the questions to the best of my ability.
That gave me a good laugh. That made a good laugh. It's like, what can I do to help Botter do the least amount of editing? Yeah. Not talking. All right, legal liability doing his job. Nah, fuck that. Look, patrons, like I said, I got the portable equipment. We're recording this from the Airbnb living room. No video for this one, but yeah, it's coming to you raw. All right. New York Comic Con style edition. This is day two. We're recording on day two. I figured why not wait until day two? So we had like a lot more stories to share. And not only that, but we were dead fucking tired yesterday. Good God.
Dude, I want to check my steps.
Pull up your steps. Little filibuster. Bear with us. All right, let's see who pulls it up. All right, so yeah, I know yesterday when I checked, I was at like 12,000. Oh wow. Okay, my steps for today. Now, mind you, it is 5:45 on day two of New York Comic Con.
Can you look up your step.
Just type in health.
Oh, you go to the health tab. You know, I don't even think mine's even set up.
Right now, I'm sitting at 14,172 steps, and if you divide that by 2,000, every 2,000 steps is a mile. So I did 7 miles today. Let's see what was yesterday. Such riveting podcast material right here. You know, like,
let's go over our steps.
All right. And then yesterday I hit 18,484. So about 9 miles yesterday, 7 miles today. Not too bad. I've walked more in Disney, but
really?
It felt like yesterday. I think because it was like the first day, right? Like first day jitters. And maybe I didn't have the right shoe. I don't know. I told you this yesterday. I feel like it don't matter how comfortable your shoes are. After a certain point, your feet are just going to fucking hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just going to be sore. Your knees are going to be sore. Your back, especially holding, you know, carrying book bags and all that. But anyways, recording coming to you live on day two of New York Comic Con. Yeah, so we're here to report to you guys our feelings, our thoughts, our impressions, and all of that. You guys are getting the unedited, unfiltered, raw opinion. And if you couldn't tell by now, Mr. Andrew Torres.
Okay, so yesterday, yeah, dude.
What is it?
So yesterday I did 26,622 steps.
Wait, how much?
26,000.
You did 20?
I did 26,000.
Holy shit. You know, you got me beat by like, wow. You know what it was? Because you did the event. You went out last night.
Yeah, I went out last night.
You did about 13 miles yesterday. Damn, bro. Oh, how's my legs feeling?
Don't worry. My ankle does me. No. My ankle's been telling me every day. He's like, hey, man, listen. You got work next week, motherfucker.
Yeah, you do. All right, but this isn't the Steps podcast, the Steps recap podcast. We're here to talk about New York Comic Con. Obviously, it is both me and Drew's first New York Comic Con experience. I couldn't be more grateful to even be here. Drew, what is your immediate reactions? It's day two. How are you feeling about it? Like, what are some words that come to mind when you think about your overall experience thus far?
Overwhelming fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really succinct.
Yeah.
That was good.
Overwhelming fun. Like, it's over. No. Like, it's just so much.
Overwhelming and fun.
Yeah.
But actually, 100%. You know what? You could actually go both ways. It's overwhelming and fun.
And overwhelming
fun, too.
Yeah, because, like, when we went to that one little section where it was, like, all the displays and all, like, the stuff going on. Dude, we were just like little kids, just like, you ever see little kids at a zoo? And they're just tapping on the glass, and they're like, ooh, that was us. Like, we were tapping on glass, just like,
I think today was a better day because, you know, like, we weren't trying to see everything.
How is it there was way more people this time, but it was still able to be manageable?
And you know what's funny is that everyone's attitude today, like when we were standing in that Spider-Man line for the PlayStation 4 activation, the guy was like, oh, the way he said it was like, oh, this isn't even a con yet. You know, we're like, yo, this is Friday. He's like, no. It's not even at its peak yet.
Yeah, I was like,
he's like, wait till tomorrow. So I'm already thinking like, damn.
Oh my God. And it was funny too, because it was two New York dudes too. It was so funny. Like, it was just two New York dudes just being New York dudes talking about Spider-Man. This is the most New York thing I've ever seen.
I think I've described it as, for me personally.
Oh, I forgot you were here.
Butter who? Who? Dude, I feel like I'm in the mecca of like everything I love.
Yeah.
Hip hop, comedy. You know, like the there is a certain hip hop element to all of this.
Like a lightning rod.
Now granted, I literally went to a hip hop and comics panel today, but even prior to that, it's just, you know, there's a certain, you know, hip hop is in the building, comics is here, Marvel is very present, especially when you consider like a lot of, you know, Marvel is
New York.
Yeah, it's like fundamentally New York. Everybody so I feel here. Like I'm here at this cross section of all these things I love. And already I'm going to say it's probably the best convention experience I've had. And I don't know if that's...
Oh, yeah, you've had this dumb smile on your face.
Yeah, man, it's just... I feel like this is what I've always wanted to be. Mm-hmm. You know, this is where I've always wanted to go. Just my fascination with New York, you know, loving New York hip-hop, just hip-hop in general, comics, it's like, damn, I'm where I need to be. And I'm really grateful for it.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But God damn, is my feet paying for it. So, yes... Obviously, we're complaining a lot and harping a lot about the walking. It is a lot of walking. There's a lot of people. It is like an influx of just visual stimulation, sound, you know, just being around so many people. It's loud, too. You know, it's like you can't even hear yourself think and you're trying to get to your next spot. So it's overwhelming and a lot coming at you. But it is so fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It is just, you know, like... Manga's here. Anime's here. Comic books are here.
Chris Evans is here.
Hard stop. Chris Evans is here. And Tom Hiddleston.
Actually, a lot of Tom Hiddleston, Tom Hardy, Chris Evans. I've seen so many wrestlers on the floor.
Yeah, dude,
really
we saw
cool.
McFoley today.
McFoley was dope.
And Rashiki.
Rashiki, yeah. Rashiki, man.
You know what? And they're not even the big draw. You know, if they were, you know, back home, Mick Foley enough at a convention would be like, holy shit, we got Mick Foley and Jax. But they're off to the side. They're not even the biggest draw. I would say my most the most immediate thing that I locked in on yesterday for day one was just how much anime and manga representation is here and how much space they take up from Viz Media, Shonen Jump.
Bandai.
Namco is here.
Shonen Jump.
Shonen Jump.
Did you say Shonen Jump?
Yes, that's Shonen Jump.
Did you say Viz Media?
Viz Media, the manga. You know, it's like every single anime and manga representation or company for, here in the States.
Akira Toriyama is here. He has two different booths. He has the Dragon Ball Z booth, and then he has the Desert Sand booth, which is that big-ass tank.
I went to a panel today called Meet the Press, and it was about, like... they had like David Harper was there, Heidi McDonald from Comics Beat. So a lot of like comic book news reporters, media people were there. And Heidi McDonald said something that put it into context in words exactly how I felt. She said, if you walk in this exhibition floor right now, there is a giant Luffy and there is a giant Goku. And giant is... not even the right word. These things are colossal. I think, you know, if you hop on the Shortbox Instagram, I posted both those things. They're colossal, but there is nothing. You know, there's no Spider-Man. There's no Batman statue that even, like, competes with
it. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, this is New York Comic Con, but manga and anime is, like, it is the biggest draw.
Foot on its neck. It's like, yo.
Right? Yeah. And I think it says something, too. I think I'm being way too poetic with it, that exhibition floor,
on,
manga
cake.
And anime is so dominant. And then you got the comic artist alley on the third floor. And it almost feels like they're in the basement. You know what I'm saying? Like today when I was walking through artist alley, I was like, damn, it's kind of chilly in here compared to the exhibition floor.
It's like hot.
And it's because I'm in the basement.
It's true. It is true. They damn put you in the damn near basement.
Now, have you mentioned something the other day that I thought was interesting. You were surprised that there wasn't a lot of comic books.
Yes.
Like comic vendors, people selling comics. There's definitely...
There's some in there.
They're here. Their vendors are here, but for the it's only a little row. You know, it's not nothing like the manga side.
The way that I would compare it is like Islands of Adventure, where you go to the Marvel place and you're like, there's like one store that has comic books and then everything else is just statues, toys, 3D printing. Like... This to me feels like more of like an arts and crafts show.
You said something the other day. You described it how I was thinking it. You said that this feels like MegaCon meets HeroesCon.
I didn't say that.
Bro, I literally have
I
a
said,
note.
No. If MegaCon fucked HeroesCon and then had a baby, that is
You said it in the true way.
Yeah.
The word fuck was in that sense. You're right. My apologies for misquoting you. Go off,
like,
King. Go off, King.
You said it meets it. You're like, oh, me did that. No. Because I said it, and then you looked at me, and you're like, that's what I wrote. And then you're like, I said
no,
it meets. And I was like,
no, about it. You're missing a fundamental word here. Yeah. If MegaCon fucked HeroesCon. You know, jokes aside, that is a great description. You've got MegaCon scale size.
Yo. Thanks for listening. To hear the rest of this conversation, hop on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/theshortbox. Patreon is a membership platform that gives you access to a giant library of bonus episodes, unreleased interviews, and plenty of video podcasts. On top of that, you'll enjoy perks and rewards like a private podcast feed, early access to every episode we put out before anyone else, and we'll send you free comics and shortbox swag. We got a bunch of good stuff waiting for you over at patreon.com/shortbox, and we got tiers for every budget out there. But if you want to try it out before committing, which is a smart move, you can take advantage of a free 7-day membership. No strings attached. That means you can enjoy as much bonus content as your heart desires and then cancel after 7 days. No problem. Once again, if you want to take your support to the next level and enjoy even more content from us, consider becoming a member of our Patreon community at patreon.com/theshortbox. Once again, thanks for listening and continue to make mine and yours shortbox. We'll catch you next week. Peace.